Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus. We come to you today to ask you to bless this day, this meeting, Lord. Oh, we don't want us, we don't know nothing, we are nothing. Oh Lord Jesus, speak to us today, Lord. Oh, anoint our ears, anoint our tongue. Oh, so we can prophesy according to your hidden life. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for this message. Amen. Amen. Okay, we come to week two, right? And we saw last week, we are in the kingdom of God because we have the divine life. That's the only way we can be in the kingdom of God, living the kingdom life by living a hidden life. Amen. Now, we should not be convicted. I was sharing with a brother. We should be reminded. Because I think all of us, I think most of being in the church life for a while, the new ones, I believe we all know this truth. We just need to be reminded all the time. Amen. Right? And if we can read the day one, the verses together with me. Amen. Day one. Amen. Matthew 14:23 and Luke 6:12. And after he sent the crowds away, he went up to the mountains privately to pray. And when night fell, he was there alone. In these days, Luke went to the mountain to pray. And spend all night in prayer to God. I don't remember if I ever spent the whole night praying. Actually, when I was in a denomination, there were a group of brothers. They used to do that a lot. And they used to call me, you know, pull me to go and pray all night. And it was not easy. We had to stay all night trying to pray. But it was an outwardly prayer. It wasn't really, you know. No, but anyway, without joining the but they do, many of them pray all night long. But not me, just, I was following the crowd. You know, and I'm talking about 30 years ago. Amen. And, you see, it says in day one, it will read, Roman numeral one, it says, all together, we need to learn from the pattern of the Lord, living a hidden life. And he's going up to the mountain privately to pray. To pray to the Father. And we have this hidden life inside of us. That we can go to the mountain and pray with him. Right? So, the Lord indeed went privately, you know, many times actually, he always prayed to the Father. Right? He prayed to the Father and to ask the Father to, you know, even to remove the cup from him, right? But he knew that he had to go to the cross, right, for us. And we really need to see that this hidden life. See, a Christian life is not any life. It's not a superficial life. It's a deep inside life with roots, right? It's like why in one of the verses it talks about deep calls unto deep. I remember many years ago I read that book, you know, and Watchman Nee focused on this topic of deep calls unto deep, right? And day two, now why should we go actually and privately, in secret? Because it's good to pray. I pray with my wife, I pray with all the saints, you know, but it's good to pray in secret, with this hidden life. You know, with this hidden life, it's good to pray in secret. Because when we pray in secret, we can really be more intimate with the Lord. Right. We can cry out. Yeah. I cry a lot with the Lord. what I cry, you know. And and I know the Lord listens when I cry and I'm in secret with Him. So, you know, that's why we need to come to the Lord and in an intimate way and pray with Him and tell Him, Lord, I'm sorry, I repent myself. I'm sorry for anything I did. Just forgive me. I love you, you know. And it's, then it's good to pray with the saints too, with your, especially with your spouse. You know, I enjoy praying with my wife a lot. And day two, he says, let's read verses from day two, please. Because this is something that we might not really like too much. And Matthew 6:1. But take care not to do your righteousness before men, nor to be gazed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in the heaven. But you, when you give alms, do not lay your left hand on your right hand and do it, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who is in secret will repay it. Amen. It says the principle of the kingdom people is that they have a hidden life, not performing the righteous deeds before men. Deeds such as giving, praying, and fasting. You know. Let's read from Roman numeral 2, let's read B. But let's put the word we before the kingdom. So we can see the way the Lord is talking to us. The outline. Oh, we are in the outline.
Oh, the outline? Okay.
And day two outline. And the day two of the outline, Roman numeral 2, we're going to read B, but we're going to add we before that, the kingdom people. So the Lord is talking to us. Amen? Okay. Amen. We, the kingdom people, who live in an empty and humble spirit and walk in a pure and single heart under the heavenly ruling of the kingdom, are not allowed to do anything in the flesh for the praise of men, but must do all things in the spirit for the pleasing of the heavenly Father, our heavenly Father. Yeah, the fact it says here, the fact of doing our righteous deeds in secret is that the flesh and the self are killed. See, the people in the world, and even in Christendom, they like to receive thanks, they like to be recognized, they like to be glorified many sometimes, right? And, well, I think we all went through this. We always like to be recognized. We always like to be, you know, oh, you're good. Oh, you did this, you did that. Right? But now at this stage, ourselves need to be denied. Amen. We need to die to the self. It's not that easy, though. Mm-hmm. Of course, at my age, I don't care about myself much, you know. As young people still like the self. Right? But we always try to do things, you know, and so we can be recognized. So we need to really ask the Lord, you know, to have mercy on us. You know, we did, and I did many things sometimes in the old times. I did many deeds, you know, and I feel so good when somebody comes and say, oh, you're good, very good, thank you, you know. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with appreciation. Because I remember it was a sister, Patty, so, who went with the Lord. Oh, I love her so much. And she was good testimony for my family and my kids. One day she said to me, hey, brother, well, it was with my wife. She was, because she used to do a lot of things for the young people. Right, buy this and make this for the young people. Brother, you think the saints will like it? You think the saints will like what I did? I said, sister, don't worry about it. The Lord liked it. You know, if they have the Lord, they're going to like it too, you know. So, it's nothing wrong with, you know, we appreciate what the Lord did on the cross. If we do everything in the spirit and not in the flesh, it's fine. You see, we have to work. We don't need to show off everything. You know, we have to keep some things in secret, you know. And I miss her a lot, yeah. And if we go to day 3, and they in Roman numeral 3, he says, "Surely you are God who hides Himself." But let's read the whole thing in day 4, two verses. Day 4, please. And day 4 is, let's read the Isaiah and 1 Kings. Amen. Isaiah 45:15. "Surely you are a God who hides Himself, O God of Israel, the Savior." 1 Kings. "And after the earthquake of fire, Jehovah was not in the fire. And after the fire, I entered by voice." Amen. I heard a message a while ago about the God who hides Himself. Right? Just as we have the hidden life to come to secret and pray to the Lord, so the Lord also, God also hides Himself. He hides Himself. You know, sometimes we go through a lot of trials, tribulations, problems in our life. And sometimes we wonder, "Lord, where are you? You know, what happening? Nothing happened. I'm just going through this suffering. I'm going through these things in my life. Why my mom, my dad, why are we getting sick? Why would happen?" And He's quiet. You know, it happened with Elijah. Elijah thought that God was in the fire, in the earthquake, right? The winds, but he couldn't cope with that, the Lord mercy. And he was, then later on, he heard a voice so quiet and gentle. That happened many times to us. We think, "Where are you, Lord? Why this is happening in my life? Why this and that?" But then the Lord was there. He was always there. Right. We just didn't see Him. Right. And then gently and quietly, He started fixing things that we would not understand how He does it, but He does it. You know, we just need to believe. If we don't believe, nothing is going to happen. Because you need to believe into, not only believe in, into Him. Oh, and our Lord have mercy. So there is a God who hides Himself, and don't worry, just trust in Him, put your trust in Him, and have faith that He put in us. Remember, we have His the Spirit and the Word, so we just need to keep feeding this in our life, in our inner life, so we can make roots down and be fruitful. Amen. Right? So no, let's not be like the unbelievers that always only do, like in Mark 4, there are the four seeds that fall into grounds, the different grounds, right? The grounds are one on the side, the birds come and eat it, and then the other one comes on the stony places, right? Then it dries because there is no water or nothing, it dies. And the third one is on the wheat, right? We came the shock seed, and the fourth one comes on the good ground. Which good ground is our heart. Yeah. This good ground is our heart, a good soil. So we need things, we need to make our roots down, all the way down, so we can bear good fruit, you know. And this was called deep into deep. Because if we don't have these roots down the ground, all the way down, how can we touch others? We go and preach the gospel, and they might be touched superficially, emotionally. And I met many of those when I preach the gospel. They get excited. But then later on, I call them or I send them a text, and they don't respond. Some of them respond, some of them no. But see, if we have deep roots, then we could touch others. Amen. You know, because deep calls unto deep. So saints, let's pray the Lord have mercy, so we don't and we don't make these mistakes of not keep, you know, get feeding from the Lord. We need to eat every day from Him, no. And also we need to be careful not to show off what we have. You know, we need to really manage, know how to do things that with our things, not only spiritually but also materially, you know, because sometimes we like to show off what we have. Well, not here probably, but it happened to me, you know. And I'm talking to myself too, and not let this happen. Like we had the example of Hezekiah and the example of Paul. See, Hezekiah received a lot from God. It's in the spirit and material things, but he showed it off, and the king of Babylon came and took everything. So we need to follow the pattern of the Apostle Paul, who actually experienced this for many years, you know, the Lord, without saying too much. After 14 years, then his testimony was Christ himself. So let's pray to the Lord to have mercy on us, so he can show us more and more of this hidden life, so we can grow and pray in secret with him. Amen.
We can start to prophesy.
Amen. Yeah, I'd like to continue to share. I like this week's message very much. So I just want to let you know. And also, I'm going to start talk about to young generation. Okay? So I really appreciate we have a young generation sitting here. Okay. So I'm going to ask you, how many of you, when you look at the social media, how do you feel? You feel positive or you feel negative? I can tell you, my generation, I seldom watch, I don't have time to watch social media, but I know people around me, they are affected. And usually they are affected negatively. You know why? Because they told me, blah, 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 these people shows in Instagram, whatever, she or he is so happy. He or she doing so good. And then, wait a minute, I saw them, my own children. I told my wife one day, I say, my own children, they only post the happy time on Instagram. What about the other day that she cried? Did she put on Instagram? She told me no. So now I feel encouraged. Lord, thank you. I don't have time to watch other people's Instagram. Guess what the Lord told me during the days, trained me. I need to confess, I had a very hard time when I was young. But the Lord told me a very precious life lesson. So every morning, I woke up, you know, I need to clear my mind, and then began to say, Lord, I thank you. Even that took time, because my mind was spinning with my job, other stuff. And then I used read a little verse and eat breakfast and read one day portion of Stream in the Desert. Okay, Stream in the Desert. So anyway, all this time, because I need time to spend privately with the Lord. And it was very, very important to me. Otherwise, I don't have time or energy to cope with the daily challenges. So younger generation, so I encourage you to take all your life challenges to our Lord. Because your life challenges is also an opportunity for you to come to the Lord in a genuine, real way. Because sometimes if we are in the church life too long, we kind of pray in a way which is, you know, so routine. I have to say that. A lot of the prayers are so routine. Are not so deep. But once you have a challenge, once you have a fire in your life, once you have a challenge in your life, once you have a great difficulty in your life, your prayer automatically going to be very genuine. Amen. Yeah, I think my time is up. But just in short, this week's message is great, and I wish you have a great, secret, intimate, sweet time with the precious Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
touch when he talked about Hezekiah, how he was just thinking about the moment. And even when God revealed to him that the Babylonian king was going to come later and take everything, he didn't care.
Right.
He said, it's not my lifetime. Let my descendants worry about how terrible that is. You don't look forward to the kingdom. Jesus, when he was leaving this earth, he prayed for his disciples, right? He was concerned about them. And he prayed for them. He looked forward. And I was thinking about a character in the Bible named Jabez. And it says he was birthed in pain. As a matter of fact, his name means pain. And he was the only person in a book of genealogies that had no descendants. No, because pain, with pain, the childbirth comes with pain.
Right.
Without the pain, you have no fruit. You have no descendants, no spiritual descendants. So, and Jesus, he went through a lot, right? That's when we look at his table, we remember everything he went through.
Right.
And we also need to endure and continue and think about the future.
Amen.
And be concerned about not only our earthly children, but spiritual children as well.
Amen.
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 So, Lord, I'm based on Hezekiah. I remember that up to that point, you know, wasn't it that he was dying? The Lord told him to get everything ready, that he was taking him, and he pleaded with the Lord, and he said, no, give me some more time. And that up to that point, he was an overcomer. But that after that, he was defeated because of the exposure, right, of all the things that the Lord had done for him, right, exposing all the treasures which represent the children of God. And so I really enjoyed this message that of having a hidden life with the Lord. And basically, you know, the brother touched on four things. He said the Lord Jesus lived a hidden life, right? After he fed the 5,000, he sent the disciples away, and he went up to the mountain to pray with the Lord all alone, right? And number two, that our deeds should not be shown before men, because our Father sees in secret,
right?
And he is a God who hides himself, and the deep calls into deep.
Amen.
That we should take root downward to produce fruit upward. These four things. And so here, what touched me, you know, very much was that we need to have a hidden life with the Lord, so that the flesh and the self are crucified, because the cross is applied and the Lord can be manifested. The Lord wants to be manifested,
Amen.
Not us, right? Our flesh wants to manifest even all these good things.
Right.
But when we're in the flesh, we can't grow. So, you know, all these things about the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing, says, oh, this is just too much. But here it said, we need time to linger in the Lord. That that is a time that is not rushed with the Lord. But he went up to the mountain to pray. He didn't even just go to an isolated place. So we need to linger in the Lord so that the Lord can do a thorough and even surgical work to uproot something within us. That is very profound to me. You know, that if the Lord wants to uproot something within us, that's really surgery. And we need to even notice when the Lord wants to speak to us, right, and stay with him.
Amen.
So that here, you know, the Lord needs to work in our being, because the Lord wants to be expressed.
Amen.
And he gives us strength to go on another day in our private time with him. Here, he touched on something very personal, you know, when he said in Psalm 139:8, if I ascend into heaven, you are there.
Amen.
If I make my bed in Sheol, there you are.
Yes.
That the experience of the young ones, or that have left the Lord, that have gone away, we need to trust in the hidden God.
Okay.
That the Lord will bring these ones back, right? That there are even our children who have gone from the Lord, from the church life, that they will return. That we need to believe in the Word. We need to believe and remind the Lord. So that they will return, and we need to pray to God. We need to not be discouraged. You know, Elijah was discouraged. He hid in the cave when the Lord did not manifest himself, right? And the Lord told him, you know, I've saved, you know, so many, what is it, 7,000 men? The Lord, we need to believe. We need to have faith. The faith and love in the Lord.
Amen.
And to see the things that are not seen. But the things that are not seen are eternal.
Amen.
And we need to believe in the promise and the Word of God. Amen. But we can only believe it when we spend time in the Lord in a hidden way. Amen. And linger Amen. In His Word and look into His face.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm really touched with last week's messages. God has desire, has a plan. That he was the Spirit of God, only have the divine element without humanity, and he became the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is also divine and human, and he has one desire to produce a new species. It's a God-man. We are different from the worldly people. We are not only human beings, we have God elements in us. We are divine species.
Right.
We are the people of God's kingdom. This is very, even though I've heard it a long time ago, you know, many times, but this one has impressed me. We are different from the worldly people.
Amen.
We are divine species.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We need to have a divine life.
Right.
And, divine living.
Right.
And last week mentioned that God, to make us to become the king, the citizen of the kingdom of God, God gave us His Spirit in us.
Mm-hmm.
And this Spirit has become the law in our life. The law of the Spirit, directing our life.
Amen.
And this week it's mentioned again, as the citizen of the kingdom, we need to have private life with God.
Amen.
It's personal. This maybe next week we will go to the church life. This is very personal life.
Right.
In order to have a private life, God mentions we need to go up to the mountain. To go up to the mountain when we go to the Lord, we need to forget everything that is worldly.
Right.
Oh,
Amen.
Lord Jesus, come with pure heart to the Lord.
Amen.
And God also reminds us we need to do a righteous deed. There are three righteous deeds mentioned here. It's alms, prayer, and fasting. But this one should not be seen by men. This is righteous deed, brothers. We are praying is correct way. Fasting is correct. Giving alms is righteous in God's eyes. But need to be secret. Only seen by God.
Amen.
And our God is hiding himself. He is present. Right now, brothers, he is present in us. He is He's present,
Amen.
But we cannot see him with our eyes. And that mentioned, I think Brother Smith mentions that Elijah complaining. You know, he is the only one that is still not bow his knee to the bow, to the idol. But God's telling him, you are not the only one. Make us in the church life. We need to be humble. Elijah might be murmuring, he's not satisfied. Why am I the only one here suffering? But God is hidden life. He still prepared many, many saints in that time.
Amen.
They're still faithful to him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I want also to share why brother, this is my feeling, why brother Lee's when giving the testimony is very powerful, I think it's powerful and touching. Because brother Lee consecrated everything to the Lord. When I went to the ballroom in Anaheim, there is a small cottage that is for Brother Lee. Brother Lee does not have a home, does not have a house belong to him. His all what he wrote this on for our enjoyment is given to the ministry. It's not, he does not go like IP, like, you know, but right now it's intellectual property. I wrote a book, you need to pay for me. Oh, he gave it everything. So he does not have anything. He mentioned, I still remember when I attend to the, his meeting, he said he doesn't have a car. He only have a driver license. He came here in the United States when 62 years old. He has a driver license, but he doesn't have a car. But God's still sovereign and take care of him. He's the person that is here mentioned, deep calls unto deep. Yeah. Only that person that really deep in the Lord can really touch the other person.
Amen. Amen.
I was really encouraged in day 5, Isaiah 37. I think we've seen this verse quite a few times in the last few years, but this time around, the phrase "will again" really encouraged me. Because I am not always successful in having a proper time with the Lord. But I was just encouraged again, will again. Right? We are the remnant. We will again take our roots downward and to bear our fruit upwards. So brothers and sisters, we should not be discouraged where we are. You know, this matter of living in the kingdom life, it's not something automatic. You know, we're not like, all, you know, spontaneously we learn how to live in the reality of the kingdom, but day by day, week after week, we are learning how to live a hidden life with the Lord. I really appreciated these three phrases. Actually, in the ministry, it says we should treasure these three phrases, which is what? With the Father, on the mountain, in prayer. And I just broke these three phrases down. You know, with the Father indicates that we are spending time with a person.
Amen.
Just like Mary sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus, right?
Wow.
There was a person that she was listening to.
Right.
She was absorbing. In the same way, when we are with the Father, we are with a person, a living person. So don't go seeking after a feeling. Oh, you know, I spent time with the Lord yesterday or last week and I had this feeling and I want to try to get that feeling. No, we're just spending time with a person. Yeah. On a mountain. Why is this necessary? Because our lives are so busy. And so the Lord needs to take us away from our obligations.
Right.
I was reminded in Exodus 34, Jehovah called Moses to go up with him, to meet with him on a mountain. And it says there on the verse that, leave your herds, your livestock. Don't take them up with you. What does that mean, brothers and sisters? You know, we're all students, working, parents. You know, we have so many herds and livestock.
That's right.
So when we spend time with the Lord,
amen,
that time is with the Lord only.
Amen.
Right? We leave. Yeah, I mean, it kind of sounds, you know, not being very, anyways. You know, as a parent, I just need to leave my children at the base of the mountain so I could spend time with the Father, right, in secret. And then lastly, the matter of in prayer, right? And I think prayer is really the means, right, for us to contact God. And I just, you know, really appreciate all of the helps we've been getting through the ministry. What does it mean to pray, right? It means to absorb God. Right, it's actually the means to contact God, not just to ask Him for Him to do things for us. So, anyways, brothers and sisters, let's be encouraged. Right,
amen.
Let's spend more time with the Father on the mountain and in prayer.
Amen. things, yesterday I was listening to Brother Lee's training, crystallization, Song of Songs, and I was watching the video of Brother Lee sharing. And he shared, you know, on day six, F, that this is the outline, number point F, is a Song of Songs. And in order, F, it says, in order to live a life in the depths, it is necessary to have direct and intimate fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
The Song of Songs 4:12 says, a garden encloses my sister, my bride. A spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
Amen.
And Brother Lee shared how, you know, you notice this garden is enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not open. It's only for the Lord.
Amen.
And the spring is shut up. So the spring in your being is only for the Lord. And that fountain is sealed. It's not for anybody else. Not for the saints. Not for new ones. It's only for the Lord.
Amen.
And it goes on to say here, number one, at this point in your spiritual progress, the Lord's loving seeker has become a garden for Christ's private satisfaction.
Amen.
She's not an open garden, but a closed garden. All that she has is for her beloved's delight and for no one else. If today's believers would close up a little more and seal up tighter, their work would become more prevailing. May the Lord grant us grace and do a deeper work in us through the cross so that we may strike deep roots and have a hidden life in the depths to fulfill God's requirements and satisfy His heart.
Amen.
Brother Lee shared, you know, at this point, saints, in the progress, the spiritual progress of the lover, each one of us, this time, this lover is living in ascension. And her fruits are like her love towards the Lord is like a garden. And she invites the Lord to come enjoy the fruits and the fragrance and all the spices. You know, it's for the Lord. So this is beyond initial salvation and going on with the Lord. But she is now in ascension. Not just resurrection, she's in ascension. So now this time, the garden is closed. It's only for her Lord. Her fountain is shut up. The spring is shut up, the fountain is sealed. It's only between you and the Lord. And the Lord is enjoying your fragrance, enjoying your fruits.
Mm.
So, you know, when I heard Brother Lee share this, I was like, wow, I don't think I will ever get there. But, you know, since we do have to be encouraged. And I, from message day one, week one, the day five was very encouraging to me. There is a way, there's a formula, actually. You know, it says here so much on day five, on week one, last week's message, which we didn't get to share on.
Right.
To live in the reality of the kingdom, we need to, instead of praying, thy kingdom come.
Right.
More practical for us is, Lord, grow in me.
Right.
Grow in me. Make home in my heart. Build
Amen.
Yourself in me. And so there are two things that are really hindrance. It says here, one is by being poor in our spirit. We need to empty our spirit.
Amen.
Even of the knowledge, you know, all the knowledge, the truths, the teachings, we just have to come to Him humble and poor in spirit.
Amen.
And then the other one, which is really touching, is pure in heart.
Right.
Amen.
We can't have the church life with just Christ plus the world. And Brother Lee shared, this world is, you know, it also has good things in the world. A happy family life is a good thing. Having a nice job is a good thing. So it can't be Christ plus. Because those things, he said, and the note in this on day five is, purity of heart is a matter of motive. So we need this, you know, saints, we need the Lord's mercy. Amen.
Amen.
I also want to add one share. In this week's day five, I like the paragraph a lot. which is Brother Watchman Nee mentioned. He said the body life is nice. However, there's another aspect is a private life with the Lord. So the Lord gave each of us a very unique portion. So remember that each one of us a very unique portion. I think the value of that is the Lord indeed gave each one, each one from young to old, each one a unique portion. But this portion is up to you to find out with the Lord. Like, for example, again, talk to the young. I think the young generation right now, they do facing more challenges. For example, the job is hard to find, right? I mean, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, when I was in the United States, the company are looking for people. As right now, it's a different way around. Like last week, my company just announced, laying off people, right? It's the other way around right now. So, however, this challenge, as our brother mentioned, if you believe, it can also implies an opportunity. Yeah, it's very interesting. So our God does not work away just, naturally as you thought. Yeah, I agree, Nowadays, even my children, right, they're all facing the same thing right now. Job is hard to find. And life is harder. Egg price is rising, right? And, how you gonna do with it? And driving on the road, the people are more hectic. How can you do with it? But this challenge also applies opportunity if you believe.
Amen.
If you find your portion with the Lord. How do you let your portion to shine in this moment? How do you let your portion to find you? To find you how, why you were made, and how you are called in this time. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Very touched by last week's message, especially on the part of Elijah. I feel so often we want to see like physical miracles.
Right.
Miracles in the physical realm. So if we go back to the Old Testament, we see the story of Elijah. While he had done great things, and I was really like, Lord, give me this power, I can close the heaven and I can, open the heaven, to shut the heaven that there is no rain, and then to open the heaven and the rain is coming. But then I did not have a clue why, after all these miracles, when Elijah was threatened by Jezebel, right? And he escaped. I was like, actually he could have done something and say, Lord, said something so that I'm okay. But actually the Lord did not save him that way. And while he escaped in the wilderness, and the Lord really showed him step by step, show him in a very quiet way.
Amen.
And I actually read this life study by my brother Lee. So he compared Paul with Elijah, and I think that's really the key for us. And Brother Lee said that we live in the New Testament age, so actually we have something more than Elijah. That's the way we can contact the Lord in a hidden way. It's not like outwardly we can do something. It's actually inwardly
you know, we can have this hidden life, hidden fellowship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that that is a way for us to grow. And it's interesting that yesterday I fellowshiped with Kyle on something and we agree on certain things. But, you know, like sometimes at a meeting, you know, like when you say something, right away you notice that, okay, this is actually not the right thing to do. So, you know, this morning Kyle asked me, he said, oh, what do you want to share in the meeting? I said, I want to have a hidden life. So I want to shock my mouth because sometimes I feel that, you know, when I say something in a meeting, that the Lord would, or when I look at the brothers and sisters, right away I know that I did something wrong. And then the next meeting I was like, okay, I just, you know, shut up so that, you know, I can.
Or maybe the enemy's lying to you.
Yeah. I can retreat. The Kyle said that actually it's not that the hidden life is that you shut your mouth, you don't say anything. It's really that, you know, through the continuous process that we contact with the Lord, so that we can, you know, we can know this feeling about expressing Him and also, you know, the way to fellowship with Him and fellowship with brothers and sisters.
We're talking about this week, the topic is what kind of living? Living the kingdom life by living a hidden life. Mm-hmm. Our dear saints share a lot of how we live, you know, like the Lord Jesus gave us a good pattern, and also Paul, but Hezekiah is the opposite. Examples. In day six, we talk about Hezekiah had been a recipient of the grace of God, but he was unable to stand the test of grace. God's word says Hezekiah was glad for them and showed them his treasury and the silver and the gold and the spices and the fine oil and his whole armory and everything which was found among his treasures. Hezekiah could not overcome the temptation to display everything. Mm-hmm. Then after that, we'll say, then should we not bear testimony or not? Mm-hmm. In earlier years, when we still in Chinese-speaking groups, the young sisters, after they got saved, that they, you know, sometimes were asked to give testimonies. And they are hesitate to give. So I remember when I was young, the senior saints helped me how to give testimonies. You know, it's not because of you want to speak out. You want to, you know, that time Satan will come in to destroy, you know, our feelings, like you yourself steal the glory from God. It has to be for the body. So if the spirit moves among us, in us, and we have to stand up to give the testimony, it's on for the body's need, it's for the building up. So when we stand up, it's the spirit speaking. But when we sit down, we forget about what we shared, how good or bad it is. It's the Lord's matter, right? It's not. It doesn't belong to us. So good or bad, it doesn't matter. So sisters, you can stand up and share because it's Him. You know, He's responsible for whatever we say. But here it says these items I really want to share with you all, and I was encouraged from Brother Nee's message. What are the treasures? We just mentioned about that Hezekiah. What are our gold, silver, spices, precious ointment, and precious things? What are armory? We have to remember that gold is everything that is of God, and silver is anything that is related to the redemption of the Christ, the cross. spices are the result of our wounds. Precious things are the things that related to the kingdom. And the armory is the Lord's word that we have received from God and from the Lord. All these things are not doctrines, biblical teachings, or theology. They are the things we have acquired through our fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
When we fellowship with God, communicate with Him, and are dealt with by Him, we pick up many things. It is wrong to speak about them loosely. This does not mean that we should not testify, but we must realize that many experiences need to be hidden. Brothers and sisters, this is a crucial matter in Christian life. Many spiritual experiences need to be hidden away and should not be exposed, because Satan will come in to steal it. The Lord Jesus, sometimes He gave His testimony, but He never talked it. He was never talked to. It's different. So at the end, we just learn, and every day, in every circumstance, we learn how to keep the secret we have with the Lord. And this part must be preserved. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can only move according to God's instruction within us. If He moves within us to reveal something, there we reveal it. If He wants us to share something experienced with a brother or sister, we dare not to withhold it, for that would be violating the law of the members of the body of Christ. So, hallelujah. But, amen. We trust that we shall also learn the need of safeguarding the hidden part we have before the Lord. These experiences, which are not known to others, no root should be exposed. So, praise the Lord for all these reminding words. And finally, suggest the message we all know. It's from Brother Nee's collection, Set 2, okay? General message is 1, chapter 7, Deep Calls Unto Deep. So, that helps us to move on further. Amen.
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 We start with the hymn that we sang, and that one that we sang, the Father in Secret. The first verse, it really touched me, that's why I call it. It says, Father, with thee in secret I will be, just to allow your Son to pray through me, waiting in love to hear your blessed reply, your heart revealed to me in Christ thereby. It's very, very touching. And then Psalm 34:16 says, the righteous cry out, and Jehovah hears, and save us out of all our troubles.
Amen.
But we need to believe.
Amen.
I really enjoy this week's message, and enjoy all the saints sharing. Sister Ping was sharing about, you know, kind of like living in a hidden life. Living in, to me, God is invisible. God is hidden in us, but He's alive.
Amen.
I cannot hid myself. I'm still here, but outwardly I'm visible, but inwardly I should have an uninterrupted fellowship continuously with God. On day 6 says, a pure and beautiful spiritual life is derived from inward, hidden, and uninterrupted fellowship with God.
Amen.
So I should not be quiet. Inside of me should be on fire with the Lord.
Amen.
Continuously has this uninterrupted fellowship with Him. Like Brother was talking about in point F, have direct and intimate fellowship with Him.
Amen.
So inside of me, God is continuous speaking to me.
Amen.
So by this, I can live before Him. He can grow in me and make home in me and be rooted in me.
Amen.
Continuing in point 2 says, she's not an open garden, but an enclosed garden. All that she has is for her beloved delight and for no one else.
Amen.
So I'm sitting here for you, before you, and in you. And I'm talking in you, and you are talking with me.
Amen.
So continuously, I should practice this more and more. So Lord, preserve me.
Amen.
Make home and always make us always be simple and pure to you.
Amen.
Growing me and make home in us and be rooted in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know how your brothers and sisters feel. I just, you know, overall, I just feel like there's a calling from the Lord to really return to Him.
Amen.
And to actually have a much deeper relationship with Him. Right? It's not just for this message, but what I'm referring to is the past speaking, right? You know, since last year, even, you know, in our church meetings, we actually, brothers, mm-hmm. also have fellowshiped on this matter. Deep calls unto deep.
Amen.
So we need to first get deeper, right?
Amen.
Really have our roots deeply rooted in Christ.
Amen.
And then we can, you know, there's actually two aspects, right? One is our personal aspect, our individual aspect. We need to grow the roots deeper. But then there is also this corporate aspect, right? That, you know, once we have a deeper relationship with the Lord, once we actually touch something deeper, that deeper thing that we touched can touch others. We can touch each other. Actually, today I really appreciate brothers and sisters sharing. I really felt like, you know, I really got touched, you know, a lot. You know, and actually, as I'm actually also preparing for this, I feel like, you know, this whole series of message, right? It says it's living in the reality of the kingdom of God. So the Lord is actually preaching gospel of the kingdom to us,
right.
And we're all the kingdom people. But actually, we didn't get to get chance to fellowship on message 1, right? The first week, actually, the first week really speaks out that we are actually a unique species, right?
Yeah.
And we have this divine life, and
right.
we actually, you know, are the divine species.
Yes.
So the Lord actually. Called us or saved us for a purpose, which is to establish His kingdom on the earth. Right? If you look around, you know, the whole world is really in a mess, right?
Right.
You know, whether it's internationally, domestically, whatever, you know, I mean, you see, you know, regardless of what the political swing is, left, right, last week I remember Brother Michael also mentioned this, right? Nothing really solved the problem, right? You know, the ultimate problem solver is Jesus, right? He's the one, you know, he's going to establish His kingdom on the earth. But today,
what is his way of bringing his kingdom? Actually, I was listening to some of the messages by the co-workers in Taiwan. They were sharing. They mentioned this. This brother and sister probably also heard about this, right? You know, there's for a time there's these Christian teachers brought out the matter of kingdom. They felt like, okay, well, this kingdom, there's a theory, right? This, you know, the kingdom actually has been suspended after the, you know, of course they realized that when the Lord was on the earth, he specifically said, the kingdom is among you, right?
Yes.
That was, he was referring to himself. You know, the God's kingdom was among you. Mm-hmm. But then, they felt like when the Lord resurrected and ascended, the kingdom somehow has been suspended. And they didn't realize that, you know, actually the aspect of the kingdom is actually continuing among all the believers. Actually, the kingdom actually has been brought to us through the realm of life, right? Through, because I believe it's also because the realization of life was not that apparent to all the Christian teachers, right? Because some Christian teachers view that we're actually the adopted sons of God. So you know, what is the adopted son versus the real son, right? Mm-hmm. Adopted son did not have the life relationship with the father, with the foster father, right?
Amen.
But we're not the adopted children. We actually have, you know, Bible specifically says, whoever believes in him, right, will have the eternal life. And those believing him, right, God will give them authority, and they are the children of God, right?
Right.
Then we're not adopted children. So, praise the Lord, you know, through the recovery, right, throughout the centuries, now we're very clear to us, we have the spirit of sonship, right, in us. And what is the spirit of sonship? Spirit of sonship, actually, we can call Abba Father. So we have the life of the Father. But this is the starting point, right? Because, you know, whoever has the life, right, who are having regenerated, we can actually see the kingdom. We can also enter into the kingdom,
Amen.
Right? As what Jesus was telling Nicodemus in John. So, praise the Lord, right? I don't want to spend the whole time, you know, talking about this the theology here, but we actually really have to treasure, right, this life in us, because this life is the kingdom life.
Amen.
So what Lord is doing today in our life is to really, you know, want to actually, you know, grow in us, right?
Amen.
You know, there is no problem with our spirit, right? The Lord has already entered into our spirit.
Yes.
But the Lord wants to expand. The kingdom first needs to be expanded in our whole being, right?
Amen.
Through our, you know, spirit, and expand to our soul, and eventually even our body will be glorified, right?
Amen.
Amen. So the Lord needs to occupy our mind, emotion, and will. So every day, that is why we need to contact the Lord. Because, you know, we may be just, right, in our old being. We're just so separated, right? We're just so accustomed to the old man. And we're not open to our mind, emotion, and will, open to the spirit. So the Lord wants to the deeper that we went, that means we're actually opening to him our whole being, right? So allowing the Lord to saturate, you know, our whole being, to transform our whole being. Oh Lord, I just feel like I'm also so short on this. I really need this message to help me. Right? Sometimes when we come to the, to these ministry messages, we feel like, you know, these words have been spoken in some other message. It's not like, you know, I think that is true, right? So that is actually the burden of the ministry. Because we're not there. So the ministry needs to speak again and again to us. Right? So, and because our whole being just so strong, we're just close to him, right? Actually, Song of Songs said, you know, it's a closed garden. But that closed garden is not the close to the Lord. Actually, that's the closed garden for the Lord, right? It's in respect to the open garden, which is for more of a showy kind of thing, or receiving recognition in the old man, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we really need to, I just feel like, oh Lord, Lord is really speaking to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We need to be in this reality of the kingdom life. Actually, today, the church is you can say is the kingdom, but we need to not merely in the outward church life. Right? We need to enter into the reality of the kingdom. Today the kingdom has not been realized, right? This will be realized during the millennial kingdom. But today the Lord is actually working in a miraculous way, in a hidden way.
Amen.
Right? The hidden God is also working in a hidden way. That's why, you know, when brother mentioned at the beginning, so like the Lord spent the whole night, right, praying to Father. I was wondering, I don't know if you ever thought about, it's like, what was the Lord praying? I couldn't pray for the whole night. You know, sometimes we practice like on December 31st, we would pray this over the year prayer, but we don't pray for a year, right? The maximum we pray for the hour, right? So what was the Lord praying? Right? You know, I was actually thinking about what was the Lord praying, you know? So I went back to the books. You know, actually the miracle of the, you know, feeding the 5,000 was mentioned all four gospels, right? But at least three of them mentioned what happened afterwards. The Lord went to the pray a mountain to pray. And then after that, the storm came. Right? We're all familiar with that, right? And the storm came. The Lord, you know, was walking on the water. So, I believe there has some relationship with the Lord's praying. Right? I mean, of course, I can only speculate. But I believe the Lord is praying. He was not, you know, sort of just stay in that, aspect of success, right? That was a huge miracle. Everyone wants to follow the Lord, right? And even in John, right? The Lord actually spoke something even more mysterious. His blood can be drinkable. His flesh is edible. And a lot of people left. Right? Those are the ones who follow them, wants to again and again in, to see the miracle and be fed, right? By him. By miracles, yeah. So, I feel like this is really, we need to so much spend time with the Lord, right? He just works so miraculously and he's a mystery. So, even we have heard so many messages, the Lord, when we still need to really seek Him, because the Lord actually, you know, His way, we still, you know, He works, I would say individually, He works on us, right? So in order to really know the Lord, how He actually works on us, individually, we need to spend time, right? And also when how the Lord, you know, if we have a burden with other saints or even our children, let's say, right? A lot of times we don't have control, right? When they're young, we may actually have authority over them. They may actually just follow us wherever we go. But when they're getting older, you know, we're helpless. The only way we can do is really just pray. And how much we need to pray to seek the Lord. You know, sometimes we may just say something, but we know it doesn't work and it actually, you know, cause like sort of the other, actually cause the opposite effect that we wanted to see, right? Oh Lord, how much we need it, right? Amen. Oh Lord. I just feel like, if these messages can really bring our desire to seek Him further,
right,
to really spend time with Him, you know, in all situations, in all aspects, you know, I feel like, you know, I just want to spend more time. Yeah. Amen. I feel, just like our brother said, this is not something that as a, like a sort of a judgment or whatever, it's really an encouragement, a reminder for us to go on in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, I just spoke too much, and you know, amen. I just feel like we need a lot of prayer that we would actually have a hidden life, seek something really deeper, know His will, know His way, know His leading in our lives,
right,
and in the ones that we dare near to care.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for all your speaking.
Amen.
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 Reminding words.
Amen.
Oh, in love.
Amen.
Oh, for our encouragement.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, do pray. Do strengthen us all this week.
Amen.
Oh, guide us into all of these realities.
Amen.
Oh, we would develop our roots.
Amen.
We spend much more time in secret.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You have chosen us before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
To become the same species as you are.
Amen.
You are God-man. We also God-man.
Amen.
Oh, we can have the same life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That we can have also the intimate relationship with you.
Amen.
You encourage us.
Amen.
To spend more time with you alone.
Amen.
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 Lord
Jesus.
Grant us a
pure heart.
Amen.
A pure
Amen.
Heart and motives
until we have a single goal.
That's right.
Our whole being is completely zeroed in on you.
Amen.
Amen.
So that we can see you every day.
Amen.
Seek Jehovah while he may be found.
Amen.
Call upon him while he is near.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Grant us that urgency, desperate for you, or longing for your appearing.
Amen.
Further,
Amen.
Grow into the body.
Amen.
Oh, 我们可以，但是我们可能会吃完饭，因为我们要。